You're listening to the Well One Connection, connecting you to important healthcare information. The Well One Connection is a weekly program of Huron Regional Medical Center. Huron Regional Medical Center, providing quality healthcare close to home. Online at huronregional.org.
Today we're visiting with Todd Anderson, MD, orthopedic surgeon. Dr. Anderson is board certified with the American Board of Orthopedic Surgery and an American Academy of Orthopedic Surgery Fellow. He provides orthopedic care and surgery at the HRMC Physicians Clinic and Huron Regional Medical Center. This is part one in a two-part series focused on shoulder injuries, pain, and treatment, as well as ways to avoid winter shoulder injuries. Dr. Anderson, we're thrilled to visit with you again. Can you please share a little bit about your services that you provide here in Huron?
I basically have a general orthopedic practice. I take care of basic fractures, what people might consider sports medicine, you know, sports-related injuries, arthroscopy, you know, knee and shoulder and different areas, joint replacements, and then, you know, conservative treatment also of various joint and muscle pain. You know, the only areas that I really don't treat would be spine issues, because that's become so super specialized that either you do spine 100% of the time or you really don't do it much at all. So I refer those patients out for the most part, but we see just about everything else.
So you are providing services here in Huron at the HRMC Physicians Clinic. You do surgeries here at our hospital, so people don't have to leave town. So you're here about half of the month. The other half of the month, what do you do? Who are you? Why did you end up in South Dakota? Just tell us a little bit about yourself for those people who may not know you.
Okay. Well, originally I'm from California. I practiced out there for 25 years before I came here. Went to medical school and did my residency at the University of Southern California. My last 7 or 8 years in California was a solo private practice, which was a lot of fun for several years, but then it became just impossible to do in California, given the cost of running a business and all the rules and regulations. So I just felt like I wanted a complete change in scenery and started looking around, and a job actually came up in Spearfish, and that's where I started out here. We've been out here now for almost 9 years, and I've worked in a couple different spots here in South Dakota. At one point I was actually going to move to Montana because I was given a job there, but my wife and son, who's now 19, they love it in Spearfish so much they didn't want to move, so we didn't go to Montana, and that's when this job here in Huron came up on the radar, and it's worked out wonderfully. You know, I come out here for 2 weeks a month. I go back to Spearfish, and I don't practice orthopedics in Spearfish. I ski, fish, hunt, play golf, you know, all kinds of different things. Enjoy my time in the hills there, and then I come back and enjoy working here, because it's turned out really good for me, because in medicine today it's kind of hard to find jobs where you have a lot of autonomy like I'm used to, and you don't have people pushing you to see a certain volume or do a certain number of surgeries. The people here trust me to do what's right for the patient, and they understand that in the long run that's what's going to pay off. And so that's my style of practice here, and it's been worked out great for me.
When you talk about your hobbies a little bit, I know you've been known to hit the golf course here a few times on those few free days that we give you when you're here. We've chatted with you before about a variety of orthopedic related topics, and you've shared some information with us. When you talk about your hobbies, I think of skiing and golfing. Obviously we use all our joints, but shoulders are very necessary joints that we have, and when we're in pain or they're not working correctly, it presents a problem. So we're here to talk about shoulders with you a little bit today. So give us a quick rundown of the shoulder and its basic composition.
Basically is kind of like the hip joint in the sense that there's a ball and socket joint, but then it also has to work in concert with the shoulder blade, or what we call the scapula. And so it has some extra parts there that the hip doesn't have. You know, the basic shoulder joint is a ball and socket type joint. And then there's several muscles and so on that surround the shoulder and help you move your hand and arm around in space. you know, some of the common terms that people hear are rotator cuff and latissimus dorsi and the trapezius and all those muscles that surround the shoulder. Probably the rotator cuff gets the most press because that seems to be something that's quite vulnerable to injury. We use it quite a bit. And, you know, people don't really train and strengthen that specifically because it takes some very specific exercise. It's not the usual stuff you see people doing in the gym, you know, like military presses and pull-ups and, you know, different things that you see people doing for the shoulder and different things. You know, it takes some very specific exercises, and it's very important getting your shoulder to function correctly and avoid injury.
You know, those terms in the muscles that you talk about there, we've heard of those, and the understanding of those is probably fairly limited, you know, when you get into the medical terminology, but I've heard the term frozen shoulder. I know it's cold and it's icy and it's winter, but that has nothing to do with it. Can you tell us what a frozen shoulder is?
It has nothing to do with the temperature. Essentially, it just means that you can't move your shoulder. The range of motion is limited. Some of the things that predispose people to developing that are diabetes, injury, surgery, you know, different things like that can cause a frozen shoulder. Most of the time, we can treat that conservatively with physical therapy and maybe an injection or something to decrease some of the inflammation and so on. But occasionally, we have to take patients to the operating room and put them to sleep and do what we call manipulation, where we actually forcefully move the shoulder and break up the scar tissue. And in some cases, actually have to, you know, do surgery on it and release some tissue to get the shoulder moving again. That's what a frozen shoulder is.
We talked a little bit about rotator cuff. What are some of the other common injuries or ailments that people might find with a shoulder? What are the things that you see that people are having trouble with their shoulders typically?
Well, obviously we see, you know, arthritis like you do in any joint, both in the ball and socket joint and then also where your collarbone joins the shoulder blade or scapula. There's a joint there also that can become arthritic and cause pain around the shoulder. And we see a lot of tendonitis involving the biceps tendon and the rotator cuff and so on. There's also bursa in there that kind of helps the rotator cuff slide through where it needs to go, and that can become inflamed. You know, also patients can develop instability in the shoulder, either from a dislocation or just repetitive sports. Some people are predisposed to it because they have ligament laxity. You know, that can be a problem and cause pain and limitations also. You know, and of course there's fractures and different things that can occur, but those are the most common things that we see.
When you talk about the instability of a shoulder, how would I know? And in some of these other conditions as well, I mean, I think that probably that's why we come see you, is so that we know what's going on. But what are some of those signs and symptoms that we know that may be happening, maybe with the instability or some other pain we're having in our shoulder? Maybe we haven't had necessarily a specific injury that we could point that to. What are some of those things that someone might be feeling or experiencing with range of motion that might indicate that they're having an issue?
Well, you know, it depends on what type of instability they have, because, you know, people can have instability coming out the front, the back, down, you know, inferior and so on. But for the most common type is, you know, anterior or instability where the shoulder kind of wants to come out the front. The ball wants to kind of slip out the front of the shoulder. You know, obviously if somebody falls and dislocates their shoulder, depending on their age and different factors, you know, the chances of it redislocating again are much higher in a younger patient than an older patient, and sometimes that requires surgery to stabilize that. Patients do a lot of overhead activities like throwing, tennis, volleyball, different things like that. That also can stretch out the ligaments that stabilize the shoulder in the front. When that occurs, and when people get their arm up into kind of what we call a cocked position, then they have pain because the ball is slipping out of the socket. And so that's, you know, sign of instability.
If maybe there's somebody who has been living with shoulder pain and would like to find out a little bit more to see if maybe there is something that can be done to relieve that pain or maybe even to get a surgical procedure done, can they call here to the physician's clinic to schedule an appointment with you, or do I have to have a referral from another provider?
No, they can call here directly and get an appointment.
If someone would want to schedule an appointment with you, they could call here to the HRMC Physicians Clinic, and that number is 605-353-7660. Again, Dr. Anderson, it was great to visit with you again. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to the Well One Connection. connecting you to important healthcare information. This program is for general use only and is not meant to replace the advice of your doctor or other medical professional. If you have questions, contact your healthcare provider. The Well One Connection is a weekly program of Huron Regional Medical Center, providing quality healthcare close to home. Online at HuronRegional.org.